chapter 1.
Kuba sefeso sehluko sekuqala.
After this is a connection to what I said last time.
Lokhu ke kuhambelana naloku bethi kusho
ukuthi the connection to Romans 8.
Kuhlangana kanye nabase Roma 8.
But we are now looking at this scripture.
Ngokuthi ke inyalo sesibuka lona mbhalo.
Reading from verse 11.
Sida uqale ke kufunda ku verse 11.
The book of Ephesians of Ephesians.
Incwadi ke yabaseFeso.
It's one book that I would request each one of us to read and read and study.
Incwadi ke ndawucela ukuthi ngamunye ngawe munye wethu ayifunde ayifunde ayifunde.
I know we are reading the Bible.
Ngiyathi ukuthi sifunda iBhayibheli.
But may I make a special request?
Kepha ke ngicela ukwenza nasicelo lesehlukile.
This book
lena ncwadi
is rich.
Incwadi ke lecebile
in a lot of things that can help me and you.
Edipende tiningi letingasita mine nawe.
To understand.
Ukuthi siqonde
what Christ has done for us.
Ukuthi Christ usendele yini.
In verse 11.
Liphesi ke la 11.
Bible says in him we were also chosen.
Lithi ke kuNkulunkulu wasikhetha ncane.
Having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
Ngaye ukuthi sibe lifa lakhe yena lowenda konke ngakwenthando yakhe.
In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory.
Sine lesethembe kuKristu ukuqala sakhethelwa ukuthi siphilele kudumisa ukukhosi baNkulunkulu.
Verse 13.
Ni verse la 13.
And you also.
Nawe ke futhi
nakini futhi.
Nakini futhi.
I want you to know.
Ngifuna ukuthi wazi.
It was not only for the church of Ephesus.
Ngokuthi azange kube wayimanje
ngasefesa. You also.
Kepha nakini futhi.
And me also.
Nakini futhi.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
What is written there?
Ngokuthi lokho kubhalela.
What is written there?
Lokho kubhalela.
It's not only for the church of
Ephesus. Akusimane lemanje lasefesa uphela.
But the Bible says.
Kepha neBhayibheli.
And you also.
Nakini futhi.
Were included in Christ. When you heard the word of the truth, the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed, you were marked in him with a seal. You were marked in him with a seal. The promised Holy Spirit. My message today.
Umlandomi uthi namuhla.
The seal.
Lithi luphawu
of the Holy Spirit.
La moya loyingcwele.
The seal.
Luphawu
of the Holy Spirit.
La moya loyingcwele.
In your walk with God.
Ekuhambeni kwakho naNkulunkulu.
In your acceptance of Christ.
Ekumonikeleni kwakho Christ.
In your belief.
Ekukholeni kwakho.
Also receive the mark of the Holy Spirit. I know you have gone through redemption. I know you have accepted
Christ.
But there is something that the enemy will need to see on you. The mark of the Holy Spirit. I know you are gifted in singing. I know you pray. But we need the seal of the Holy Spirit to be upon you. After Paul write this scripture, he tells us of how we were chosen, how we were predestined, how we were called. But in our calling, something was put as a seal of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the walk of faith becomes difficult. Sometimes the walk of faith, you face troubles. But when you have got the seal of the Holy Spirit, every problem and every challenge has to bow to the mark of the seal of the Holy Spirit. I need the seal of the Holy Spirit.
Bazalwane,
we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy spirit himself, who was deposited, remains as a guarantee. He was deposited to us as a guarantee of our inheritance. What is your guarantee of your inheritance? I have heard you say you are born again. I have heard you singing. I have heard you praying. But you need the seal of the Holy Spirit. The seal of the Holy Spirit is not only in speaking in tongues, but the seal of the Holy Spirit goes beyond the tongues and teaches you to deny and accept, deny what is wrong and welcome that which is good and acceptable to Christ. What kind of the Holy Spirit? Only teaching us how to speak in tongues without developing character. What kind of a Holy Spirit will make a young man, will make a young woman to only speak in tongues but not teach the person how to walk the godly life? What kind of a Holy Spirit? This Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance. He remains as the mark. Young people, old people, both the educated and the uneducated, there is a seal of the Holy Spirit that makes you different from all the rest. I want you to know today, you are different from your neighbor. You are different even from your siblings. Once you have accepted Christ, you have got the seal of the Holy Spirit. And that seal of the Holy Spirit enables you to have confidence. Enables you to even be able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As long as I've got the mark of the Holy Spirit, I qualify to say I can do all things. I can do all things. I prophesy to someone. You may be weak on your own, but when the seal of the Holy Spirit is upon you, that same seal carries the covenant of God concerning you. You know, when you see police officers on the road, one of the things they check, one of the things that carries more information in a car that is coming by the road is the number plate. And the number plate tells of the country where the car comes from. But after that, there is a symbol that indicates that in Swaziland, in which region does the car come from? The same applies to our Holy Spirit. He does not only guarantee that we are children of God, but in the kingdom of God, we are sons and daughters. We don't just belong to the kingdom, but we are sons in the kingdom. There is something that differentiates. You know, the children of our king, they are known that they are Swazis, just like everybody. But beyond being Swazis, they are not only Swazis because they are in Swazi, but they are Swazis, one of the king. That is why there will be a distance where Swazis will stop and only children go through. But I'm here to tell you, you are a children of God. Where other believers stop, where other believers stop, children are allowed to go through children of the king. Need an emissary.
I am thinking.
I can just imagine. Where me and you need an emissary. The children will just come. When the opportunity is right, they will just go to their father. And I'm here to say and to pronounce that in 2026, you will conquer, you will dominate, not just because you are a believer, but also because you are a son and a daughter. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The seal of the Holy Spirit indicates after the number plate has made it clear, as the police officer is on the road, the number plate from afar tells the story. But when the car stops, you will see the officer going to look at the plate by the whistling. Why? He's still looking for a guarantee that what I saw in the number plate is the same in the plate. Can you imagine? Sometimes you may have the disc on the
whistling,
but sometimes you can keep it in your pocket. But once you keep it in your pocket, it's a criminal offense, because it was meant to be on display. Let your Holy Spirit make you to be on display. Make you to be on display in the name of Jesus. What God is doing in your life, let it not be stopped by where you come from. Let it not be stopped by what country you come from. Let it not be stopped by what you have suffered. What I know is, when the officers stop the car, they are questioning. It's not about how many punches you had along the way. They don't even ask, did you feel petrol? But they want to see the mark. The mark. What am I saying to somebody? This Christ is ready to accept you. No matter how far you come from, no matter how many disappointments you have suffered along the way, he is telling the seal. He wants to place the seal of the Holy Spirit. The seal of the Holy Spirit will speak for you when you cannot speak for yourself. The Holy Spirit himself, he will defend you when you cannot defend yourself. The Holy Spirit himself, he will energize you when you are weak. He will strengthen you, because the singer says, if I get tired, if I get tired along the way, he gives me power to press on. You need the seal of the Holy Spirit. Paul is writing this just in the beginning of the book of Ephesians. He's telling them that this seal is a mark of ownership. It's a mark of ownership. It's a mark of ownership. I can just imagine. Jesus Christ going to the place of the enemy and going there to look for his children. And the enemy says, go around and check. Go around and check. And you will see anyone who has got the mark of the Holy Spirit. It belongs to you. Even in a church, if the enemy were to enter through the door and say, Pastor Dramon, amongst your children here, I've got my own children. Can I be bold enough? enough to say to the enemy, walk around and look for those who do not have the sin. Because they that are here, after they believed, they were sealed with the seal of the Holy Spirit. And this seal determines their protection. And this seal determines their protection, their ownership, their separation. Growing up as a head boy, when one of our beasts would go to another camp, you will go to the camp and tell them, before they allow you to look around their flock, you will tell them, my animal, my livestock has got this mark and this mark and this mark, and they will allow you look around. Any animal, that has got such a mark belongs to you. I want us to know, church, we need to be sealed with the seal of the Holy Spirit, so that in us nothing of the enemy can be found. Let there be no mark of the enemy in your life. But how do I make sure that I don't have the mark of the enemy? Allow the hand of God to place the mark of the Holy Spirit upon your life. When the mark of the Holy Spirit is in your life, you are able to say, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shade of the Most High. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my power. Of whom can I be afraid? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The seal of the Holy Spirit determines your preservation. It's a mark of preservation. It's a mark of preservation. Young person, if you want to be preserved, if you want to be old, the Bible says in Psalms 91, verse 7 to 10, the Bible says, if you have got the seal of the Holy Spirit, a thousand may fall on your left hand, and a thousand may fall on your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Why? They that have got the seal, they that have got the seal, they are preserved. They are preserved. A thousand shall fall on thy side, and 10,000 on thy right hand, but it shall not come near. Look at what the Bible says. To them that have got the mark, the Bible does not say, it shall not touch them. But the Bible says, it shall not come near them. It shall not come near them. It shall not come near them. Can I tell you? Nothing can touch you unless it comes near. And when God says it shall not come near, automatically, it cannot touch without coming near. And the current cannot come near. When you look at verse 8, the Bible says, only with thy eyes you shall see and behold, and see the reward of the wicked. May you embrace the seal of the Holy Spirit. May you embrace the seal of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, they that embrace the seal, they walk in separation. They walk in a different way. The Bible says, they that have got the mark of separation, ubabele
utabeze uyabasithisa
and preserve them
abaqine.
You know, bazalwane, during the last plague,
ngale plague ekugcineyo yasegibhithe,
the Israelites were only accepted by the mark of the blood. By the mark of the blood. What the enemy wanted to see. Praying is good. But during that night, the angel of destruction was not listening. But the angel of destruction was looking for a mark of the blood. May there be a mark upon our children. The mark of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. The children of Israel were exempted. They were preserved because of the mark. Exodus 12, verse 23. The Bible says. Exodus 12, 23. Exodus 12, 23.
Hallelujah.
My Bible says. Exodus 12, 23.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seared the blood upon the lintel, and the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door. And they will not suffer the destroyer. May you not suffer the destroyer. May you not suffer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
What was required? What was required was just the mark. Place the mark.
Hallelujah.
Place the mark. The mark will send a message. It will send a message. Even today, church, when we come to church, to assemble together, we are reviving our consciousness of the mark, of the seal, of the Holy Spirit. The seal of the Holy Spirit is the power of God. The seal of the Holy Spirit carries authority. Get this clear. When they put the blood, that blood carried the authority. When you have got the seal of the Holy Spirit, you carry authority. Authority over you. Authority over you. Authority over you. In the name of Jesus. The seal of the Holy Spirit is a divine mark. A divine mark. For you not to suffer famine. For you not to suffer judgment. For you not to suffer attack. Can I say to everyone, the mark of the Holy Spirit carries divine protection. Divine protection. There is divine protection. That is available. And this divine protection makes the children of God to be untouchable. To be untouchable. We are untouchable. Tell your neighbor and say, we are untouchable. We are untouchable. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
As we dominate, may we not lose the mark. May we not lose the mark. The Holy Spirit Himself gives us direction. He teaches us what is right. And He gives us the strength to deny what is wrong, to refuse what is wrong, and do the right. We have got the Holy Spirit. Some of us are saying, I've got the pastor to tell me what is right and what is wrong. I say to you, good as it may be to have a pastor, but may you have the Holy Spirit who will guide you and order your steps and lead you into your desired destiny is the mark of
Jesus.
Our families carry the mark of the Holy Spirit. Our children carry the mark of the Holy Spirit. Everything that concerns us remains perfected in the name of Jesus. The mark of the Holy Spirit. 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 The mark of the Holy Spirit is what I need. The Holy Spirit, He will direct me. He will cause me to do what is right and deny that which is wrong. When you accept and welcome the Holy Spirit in your life, He does not only teach you to speak in tongues, but He also teaches you how to conduct yourself. He also teaches you character. He also teaches you how to look after yourself. He also teaches that you are your brother's keeper. The Holy Spirit teaches us you are your brother's keeper, your sister's keeper. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
What kind of a Holy Spirit that you have received? Who makes you to only be self-sufficient and say, I've got enough. I've got plenty. I've got an overflow. But this Holy Spirit of God, He enables us to share what we have. Cover where there are gaps. Starting in the house of God. No. How to protect one another. The seal of the Holy Spirit determines ownership. Determines ownership. This same Paul says in Galatians 6:17. This same Paul says in Galatians 6. He says, I bear in my body. The mark of the Lord Jesus. The mark shows where I belong. The mark says where I belong. When the Holy Spirit is upon you, even if you are in a new place, people are going to look at you and say you are a child of God. We see the marks of a child of God. Before you even speak, they will say it. You have got the mark of the Holy Spirit. You are not like us. May they testify so upon your life in the name of Jesus. We need the mark of the Holy Spirit to guide us in our walk of faith. In this walk of faith, we are sealed with the blood of Jesus. And we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Children of God, be sealed by the Holy Spirit. And this seal of the Holy Spirit carries a promise. And this promise
is
that you will not suffer destruction. You will not suffer shame. Paul says, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. May there be the marks of the Lord Jesus. The marks of the Holy Spirit, the marks of the Lord Jesus, the seal of the Holy Spirit. I pray that let it be so in our lives. Let it be so in our lives. Let that be the seal of the Holy Spirit. After you have seen everything not going all right in your life, after all the dejection and depression that you've gone through, I pray the seal of the Holy Spirit to speak for you, to speak for you, to defend you, to defend you. I am a teacher by profession. One time I was asking, as I was dealing with a case of some young boys, who were into smoking. I asked them, when somebody comes to join the school, how do you see that he is smoking? And they told me that without the person telling us, we can tell that he is one of us. If people who are doing wrong can tell of each other, why not? Children of God, see one another. You are my brother. You are my sister. We belong. We belong. We belong. I want to say to anyone who has come, maybe you have come to study in Gabane. Because you have come here today, I want to say to you, you belong here. You belong here in the name of Jesus. Because you belong in the presence of God, and where God is, there you shall be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I belong in the kingdom of God. I am a son and a child of God. If you are, have the mark.
Nangabe ujalo.
Have the mark.
Nibake nelphawu
of the Holy Spirit. Let us stand on
our feet. Asukume ngetinyawo
ta. I need the mark of the Holy Spirit.
Ngidinga lolphawu lomoya
ngcwe. I need the mark of the Holy Spirit.
Ngidinga lolphawu lomoya
ngcwe. I need the seal of the Holy Spirit.
Ngidinga lolphawu lomoya
ngcwe. You need the seal of the Holy Spirit.
Ngidinga lolphawu lomoya ngcwe.
Worship us come. Ngikhabra dokho sweet.